Our day word is about that one emotion that destroys more hopes and dreams than all the other emotions combined. It is about the emotion of fear. I call this article, I'm Scared. It was the worst broken leg I had ever known about. What made it worse was that it was on my brother. There is an old saying, minor surgery is done on you, and major surgery is done on me. Well, I am not him, but he needed major surgery. The doctor set his leg in a cast. It went from his foot and ran up to his hip. For 2 months, all he could do was sit in a chair. After 2 months, they took the cast off and put him in a special boot. For 4 more months, he wore that big, clumpy boot. Nearly 6 months after the accident and many trips to the doctor, he made one more trip to the doctor. "Doc," he said, "this boot is ugly and never matches anything. Can I get another boot to match it?" The doctor said, "Take the boot off and quit wearing it." "Doc," he replied, "all I'm asking for is a matching boot." And the doctor said, "Take the boot off. You don't need it anymore." After 6 months, surgery, cast, and reinforced boots, it was over. It was almost over. There was one more problem. "Doc," my brother said, "I can't." Then he quietly added, "I'm scared." "I'm scared" are not the words of a coward. They are the words of all of us. Fear does not just make us want to wear an ugly boot. It permeates our whole life. When the disciples saw Jesus walking on the water, they were afraid. Jesus quickly called out to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." Over and over, Jesus urged his disciples to fear not. Matthew 10:26, 12:31, 28:5, Luke 5:10, 12:5, John 12:15, and many, many other places. We believe in God. We trust that he will help us through the valley of the shadow of death. We claim that we will fear no evil, for thou art with me, but still we are afraid. What if I fail? What if I lose my job? What if food prices and gas prices go so high I can't afford them? What if I? For all of those what-if questions, Jesus has a word of encouragement. Don't be afraid. When Peter tried to walk on the water and began to sink, Jesus caught him. "You have little faith," he said. "Why did you doubt?" When your life is tumbling in, do not doubt, do not fear, only trust him. Nothing is going to happen to you today that you and God cannot handle. I'm Lonnie Davis. Our heart word for today is Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. "Have not I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Thanks for joining us today for Day Words.